Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. Also, a little segment that the Lord gave me when I had my little radio ministry. It is called The Word is the Way to Life. The Word is Jesus Christ manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. So we recognize that Jesus is the Word of God manifested in the flesh. And with Him we get God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, we've been doing on this segment a series through the book of Ecclesiastes, and we're already up to chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. Let's share the Word of God in the New Living Translation. So I decided there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and to find satisfaction in work. Then I being Solomon, realized that this pleasure is from the hand of God. For who can eat and enjoy anything apart from Him? God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. But if a sinner, I love the buts, but if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who He pleases. Even this, however, is meaningless. It's like chasing the wind. Wow, that's interesting, isn't it? And I was thinking about this, about chasing the wind, and today's passage contrasts strongly with what he had gone before. The words toil, wisdom, knowledge, and pleasure found in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 we read last week. We covered verses 1 through 23. Now, they're also featured in today's verses. Happiness, translate a Hebrew word for pleasure, however said in very different contexts. Viewed as many sources of frustration or battlement, being baffled, but as the gifts of God who has seen both generous, creator, and judge of all mankind. Verse 3, the teacher wanted to explore what was good for the people to do. But by verse 24, that's what makes Solomon so interesting. He kind of covers all aspects of life and his frustration with life and what's going on. By verse 24, he appeared to have found the answer. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. Well, I think the grandiose schemes of verses 1 through 23, as we shared last week and the week before, set aside, the teacher focuses on simpler pleasures. He no longer worries about what will happen to his projects after his death. Do we worry about what people think after we die, or do we worry about what somebody might get or have or use that we had when we were in this life? Do we worry about that? Solomon was challenged. Instead, he said, let's enjoy what lies near at hand, food and drink and satisfying toil, for toil can bring pleasure when it's enjoyed for its own sake and not seen the source of the ultimate meaning of life, which was one of the problems he talked about in chapter 1. The teacher, Solomon, seems to find the world a simpler place by he gets to verse 24 through 26. Now, those who please God are rewarded, he said, wisdom, knowledge, and happiness, whereas the schemes of the sinners are frustrated. You can also find that in Proverbs 28:8. Now, this is the first reference to God's judgment in Ecclesiastes, and a significant moment in the book. He no longer, the teacher, Solomon, focuses on what he finds baffling or hateful in life. Yes, at the beginning, though, in chapter 2, verse 24, he makes it clear, this too is from the hand of God. Things are not so simple. He uses the word this too, which implies all the frustrations and misguided projects, disappointments described earlier in the book of Ecclesiastes, also come from God's hand. Well, at least in a sense that it is possible for humans living in God's world to go astray, to pursue mistakes and goals and end up frustrated and disappointed. So, how can we make sense of a world in which such different outcomes are possible? It's perhaps the difficulty of reconciling the perspectives of verses 1 through 23 and verses 24 through 26. That leads the teacher to restate his motive in life and his challenges and his understanding. And he said, this too is meaningless, chasing after the wind. In verse 26, he said, all is very hard to grasp. Fully understanding kind of eludes us. It kind of slips away. So I think, in a sense, to enjoy the uncomplicated pleasures of food. I like food and drink. I used to drink a lot of the wrong stuff, but drink and toil. Nothing wrong with a glass of wine once in a while, but anyhow. And the toil is simply an act of faith. We, as God's people, enjoy such pleasures as gifts from the hand of God Himself. And not to say, as an arbitrary twist of faith, taking them as tokens of God's goodness and trusting that though we do not understand everything that happens in God's world, God knows what He's doing. And surely this wisdom, compared to the frustrating striving Solomon from verses 1 through 23. You know, that's what I think is the book of Ecclesiastes makes it so interesting, that Solomon, the wisest king in the land at the time, and even now recognized as the wisest person in the whole world. But the real wisest person in the whole world is God. And we can tap into that wisdom. Now, when Solomon was here, I'm sure that the Spirit of God ministered to him. But when Jesus was here on this earth, and He talked about Abraham and Solomon and all that, I don't think they really had what we call the Holy Spirit. Yeah, they had the Spirit of God. But Jesus said, I am going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one that comes alongside. I think we have the ability to tap into God's wisdom and grace more so than even what Solomon did. Sometimes we confuse it with our conscience, because we do know the difference between right and wrong. If you're doing something wrong, nobody has to come up and tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. There's something within us, but, I love the buts, it gives us the opportunity to say, yeah, I think I will do this, and no, maybe you're right, maybe I won't. But we have that freedom of choice. Think about that. When Jesus was eating and drinking in the company of His friends, an important part of life, something to give God thanks for, that's why we come up and say, thank you, God, for the food and the blessings, and before we eat it, and we ask for wisdom and a blessing and all that. But think about today's fast food culture. Do you make time to enjoy the food and the drink and the company of others as part of your Christian discipleship? Now, maybe we're at home, we take time, we sit down at the dinner table with family, and we hold hands and we say a blessing, but do we take time to do that when we're out in the world and running at a furious pace and go up to the counter and get your food and sit down and boom, 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 eat it down and off you go? So what makes us think about the difference between the satisfying toil described by Solomon in verse 24 today and the unsatisfying toil described at greater length in the earlier sections of chapter 2. Well, this brings to a close chapter 2, and next week we're going to look at another one of my favorite things, and if you've been around me long enough, you know that I use all of these a lot of times when we're doing death, burial, and resurrection services. A time to do this, a time to do that. It's really a wonderful, enlightening chapter. So we'll look at chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 next week. Well, thank you for tuning in and being a part of the Word is the Way to Life ministry. Because it is about Jesus. He is the Word, and it is about life and how we can have it more abundantly. And we thank God for all the people that was on our prayer list and different things. And we also know that we can come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. But we also know that we need to learn to and talk to God ourselves. That's the most personal way of getting a prayer. Talk to God. And that's what Jesus talked about whenever the disciples were with him. And he taught us a prayer that we can use for a prayer to line up for all of our prayers. So we do come into a prayer of agreement with and for the ones we know about, but also our own personal prayers as we can come to the Father and talk directly to him. Because the disciples said, Lord, after we eat and fellowship and everything, and you go off by yourself, why you do that? Well, he said, you know, guys, I am God in the flesh, and I experience everything you do, hunger and loneliness and being tired and all that, so I need to take time to go talk to the Father. Can we do that? He says, sure, let me give you a prayer to be used as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for tuning in. I hope and pray you're enjoying the series on Ecclesiastes, and we'd love to hear from you sometime. Just give us a call or send an email or make a note. You can find all the information on the website how to get a hold of us. God loves you, and so do we.